It's the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Silsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. The closer we come to Christmas, the more our hope increases. In fact, during the liturgical feasts, Jesus pours his graces of light and strength abundantly into our soul. And so, let us continue our path with ardor, so that we might receive at Christmas the choice graces that Jesus wants to give us in order to make us live more fully in his intimacy. A season of hope, Advent, is also a season of joy. In fact, as the virtue of hope increases in me, the sentiment of joy grows alongside it. Certainly, it is not yet a question of the joy of a good possessed, but of a good that we can see coming, of a good desired, and that we are sure of enjoying one day insofar as we are determined to remain faithful to God. In the same way as a child feels growing in him the joy of approaching vacation, we feel increasing in us the joy of seeing the beautiful feast of Christmas finally arrive. Already last Sunday, the Alleluia included these words, "I rejoiced at the things that were said to me, we shall go unto the house of the Lord." The perspective of going into the house of the Lord, of drawing near to the dwelling place of God, of living a little closer to God, that is the joy of the psalmist, a joy which ought to be ours today. The Advent preface also invites us to joy at the announcement that the coming of the Messiah draws near. While the Advent approaches of him whom thou shalt send, and the day of our deliverance shines forth, we exult in pious joys in this confidence of thy promises. Let us ask the Holy Ghost to come into us to make this joy increase. It is he who will communicate to us this spiritual joy, fruit of his presence in our souls. Lord Jesus, help me to live in joy this period which separates me from Christmas, and in order to taste that joy more fully, I promise thee that I will make a real effort to live more closely to thee, starting today. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Even men and other creatures have some power to comfort and console us. The comfort which we receive from them, however, cannot completely satisfy our hearts, which were made for God. Such consolations as they can give are short-lived and vanish like snow beneath the sun. What can men or other worldly creatures give us? They can give us material wealth, but this often turns out to be troublesome and vexatious, and it is too much inferior to the greatness of the human soul to be able to satisfy it. Worldly honors can intoxicate our pride and self-conceit for a little while, but this state of inebriation cannot last very long. We know too well that we are what we are in the sight of God, and nothing more. The praise and flattery of other men adds nothing to our stature, and only serves as an incentive to idle vanity. Then there are worldly pleasures, some of which are healthy and commendable. But how long do they last? They are like flowers which open their petals to the morning air and fold them again in the evening. There are unhealthy pleasures, too. Not only are these passing and perishable like all created things, but they leave behind a sense of nausea and remorse. Let us seek before all other joys the consolations of God. These do not decrease as life goes on, but last forever, and are completed in the next life. The Collect for Gaudete Sunday in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Lend your ear to our prayers, O Lord, we beseech you, and brighten the darkness of our minds by the grace of your coming. Oremus. Aurem tuam quaesumus Domine precibus nostris accommoda, et mentis nostre tenebras gratia tuae visitationis illustra, qui vivis et regnas cum Deo Patre in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.